Well, good evening, everyone. Those that are live on this line and even those who are going to listen to the replay, I am excited to be partnering tonight on this Women of Grace, Faith, and Courage Plus Faith Talks with Kia. Oh my goodness, we have done some amazing assignments by way of the Holy Spirit in the past. And so we're back together again for this very, very special assignment, very, very special series that we just pray that is anointed by the Lord himself. And so we've come tonight to talk about the dangers of new age spirituality. So we're going to get into this, but I want to welcome my partner in the kingdom, Minister Kia Durham. She is here from Faith Talks with Kia. Minister Kia, if you want to say a few words tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome, ladies that are here on the live. Those that are going to be listening to the replay, going to listen to the podcast, those that will see this on YouTube, wherever, however the Lord allows this video or this recording to come into your path. First, we pray for you. We pray just that it's a blessing for you. And just before we kind of kick off, and I think April, I'm not sure if you're going to kind of set the stage on how this is part one, and we're going to do another, you know, another video on another, or sorry, another recording in another few weeks, just kind of continuing this. One footnote that was dropped in my spirit, and I shared it with my sister, and we both just feel like it is exactly the posture for tonight. I just want to make the caveat that Minister April and I, we're not subject matter experts in witchcraft, the occult, or any of these things. But what we are, what we do know is we know truth. We are lovers of the Bible and lovers of the word. We're Bible teachers. Like, that is what the Lord anointed us to do. And so whereas we may not know the ins and outs and all the things, we do know truth. And what the Lord gave me is that, hey, listen, we might not know everything there is to know about deception, but we know truth. And so the thing about deception is, whatever the deception is, truth is always the way. Light is always brighter than darkness. So whatever the darkness might encompass, light will always overtake it. So tonight, what we want to do is we just want to share the light. We just want to share light and just share God's word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes. I'm so glad you kicked us off with that part. So, as Minister Kia stated, this is actually going to be a two-part series. And again, we're so excited because we know that the Lord wants to just share and just really just, again, as she said, just shed light and just share light and just use us to really just share the word from the Lord. And we also just want to just shed light on even as just believers, how sometimes just we hear new age spirituality, and sometimes we don't even know that some of the things we're participating in are even a part of something much larger than what meets the eye. So we just want to do a couple of things tonight. So as Minister Kia said, we want to really shed light on the new age spirituality. And I call it a movement because it's gaining traction, which means it's actually attracting a large amount of followers, specifically Christian followers. So anytime that sends off like an alert, right, in the kingdom of God, I love how the Lord literally will dispatch his voices and vessels on assignment to respond to that. So again, we're partakers of this word with you. We are in no way like sitting on a pedestal and talking down at anyone tonight or condemning anyone. So I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit gave Minister Key that word. We are just not doing that. That's not the posture we have, not for this study, not for any assignment that the Lord so graciously allows us to carry forth on his behalf. And so we also just want to provide some biblical perspective. So we, like Minister Kia said, there's deception and then there's truth. There's darkness and then there's light, right? So we just want to shed some or provide some biblical perspective on some of the new age practices and beliefs, because some people might be asking or wondering, like, what is new age? And then once you hear the definition and hear some examples, you go, oh, I had no idea. Because again, Minister Kia and I, we don't know the depths of new age spirituality. We don't. We know what the Lord has revealed to us. We know what the Spirit of God has spoken to us, and we know truth. So we've come to spread truth. We've come to proclaim truth because that's what we do as believers. That's what we do as ministers and teachers. We not only proclaim the truth, we live the truth and we walk out the truth. And then we encourage our brothers and sisters to come alongside us to walk in that same truth. So we can walk in that truth and freedom. So that's what we're doing tonight. And we're just excited. And the last thing we want to do is just, again, we want to just expose the spirit that's operating behind all of this, right? So that it brings us into a greater awareness of truth, a greater awareness of who Jesus Christ is, right? That's mm-hmm. what we want to do. Bring us to a place. That's what the Holy Spirit just had revealed to me a little earlier, that he wants to bring us to a greater awakening to all that we have in Christ. And so the main goal of the series, Minister Kia, is to do what? We always say this all the time, all things.
Preach the gospel. Just preach the gospel.
That's it.
That's it. At the end of the day, amen.
That's it. All things point back to the source. All things point back to Jesus. All things point back to the cross. That's just the heart of our message. Mm-hmm. No matter how we slice and dice it, no matter what the Lord allows us to share, the message is always the same. All things point back to Jesus Christ. Yeah. So you could listen to us, rewind the replay, but at the end of the day, we're pointing you to the only one who can bring forth true freedom and true deliverance, and that's Jesus Christ. So we're excited to preach Jesus. We love it. It's mm-hmm. we live, sleep, eat, breathe Jesus Christ and the Word of God. That is our assignment, and that is what we've been called to do. And so we don't take it lightly. So please know that this is not some on the fly assignment. We are literally on assignment for the Lord. So we are just, again, just humbled and honored and grateful to be amongst our sisters and even brothers who may listen to this, because this is a universal message. This yep. is just a women's ministry, but please, by all means, invite brothers, forward it. And this is just part one. So for part one, we're just going to talk about, we're going to ask a couple of questions, answer a couple of questions. So Minister Kim, you can share a little bit about like the format for tonight and for part two sort of series.
So absolutely. So for tonight, what we're going to do is we really want to set the stage, right? So we're going to talk about kind of the, again, we're talking about that main point, you know, what is New Age spirituality? What is the New Age movement? What does it encompass? And again, with, you know, we're going to be online for about an hour or so. So this really could be an entire series, books, right? An entire like semester worth of study, right? This could be a really big topic, but we're going to kind of skim the surface. What is the New Age movement? What is New Age spirituality? And should get Christians engaged? And I give you the cliff notes. The answer is no. Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
But we're going to walk through that, right? We're going to walk through what is the New Age and should Christians engage? And then we're going to move on to how does one know if they've engaged in these activities? You know, as we start talking about what it is, our minds can start to wonder and say, hey, well, you know what? Well, I did this, or I went to that class, or I did this thing. We're going to start, how do you know if you're engaged? And then what to do if you have. So that's going to be the format for tonight. And then part two, we're going to dig a little deeper, because there are certain parts of the New Age movement that have assimilated into our society more so than others. And so in part two, we're going to talk specifically about yoga. I'm going to give my own personal testimony with that. And then we're going to also talk about crystals and maybe sage, right? Because these three things are probably the three most prevalent pieces of the New Age movement and the New Age spirituality that we're seeing right now. So part two of the series, we'll break that down. And then we'll talk about the repentance that's needed to really cast these things down.
Yeah. Amen, Minister Kia. Amen, amen, amen. So to the ladies who just joined us, we are just diving into just the format. It's going to be really conversational. Again, we're not going to really get into the depths of witchcraft or New Age spirituality. We have come just with specific nuggets and gems from the Lord to really just, again, shed some light, bring us into greater awareness, and to expose the plot and plan of the enemy, because the adversary, the devil, the enemy is very, very real. And we can actually just turn on the news and see the state of the nation. And I was talking to my hairstylist about this earlier, another sister in the faith. I mean, it is clear to us that we are living in the last days. And this wasn't in my notes, so I know the Holy Spirit, this is just the Holy Spirit. So it is now more essential than ever for us to really walk in truth and know truth and really walk in freedom. So the freedom that we have by way of Jesus Christ. So just want to just say that as we just kind of get into just some of the question answer format of tonight. So the first question, Minister Kia.
The very first question is, what is this New Age spirituality / New Age movement, and should Christians engage?
Okay, thank you so much. So again, we wanted to sort of make this conversational because we didn't want to make it didactic, like lecture teaching at you, because we're not teaching at you. Literally, we are answering questions and sharing information and sharing things that the Lord and the Holy Spirit has really just brought forth in front of us. And some of it's just information. So for example, so the New Age spirituality, it's become a movement, but it is not new. It's not new at all. So the actual expression New Age actually has been around since the 70s and 80s. So this is not something that is all of a sudden surfaced and been developed, but it is something that we're seeing growing and that I am hearing from like colleagues and other people that have dibbled and dabbled in certain practices and beliefs. And as Minister Kia said, yoga, there's healing crystals. I mean, there's chakras, there's Reiki, there's, tarot card. There's so many different things that could fall under that. But our assignment is not to dig into each and every one of those on this series. There are specific things that we will talk about and highlight. But again, the expression New Age, this spirituality, it's not new. It's not a new plot and plan of the enemy. However, what we're seeing, though, we're seeing it become a growing movement amongst believers and amongst Christians. So that's why when we teach this message, it's dangerous of New Age spirituality, not for unbelievers, because unbelievers, they walk in darkness, right? And so we're praying for them to come out of darkness into light. But we're talking about the dangers of Christians engaging in these practices. So I want to give a definition of New Age movement, so, or New Age spirituality, just so it kind of sets some foundation. They don't make you kind of go, okay. And let me just back it up. Let's just be clear. So these kind of movements and sort of supernatural experiences that God did not endorse, because the New Age spirituality, it's contrary to the word of God. This is not actually new. In the Old Testament, in the Bible, there was all kinds of just supernatural experiences that the people of Israel sought after, mediums and fortune telling and divination. I mean, just all kinds of things. So this, again, not only is it not new in the natural meaning, not new to us in the States, but it's not new in terms of biblical history and biblical context. So in the Old Testament days, people sought that supernatural experience that God did not endorse. So it's not supernatural, meaning it's supernatural from the Holy Spirit. It is, and Minister Key is going to kind of talk about like the source and how do you know what's of God and what's not of God. But either way, anything that is contrary to the word of God that we engage in, it's not pleasing to the Lord. So we bring that before ourselves, and we kind of, you know, bring that before you all tonight as well. So the New Age movement, let's look at the definition tonight, ladies. It is a counterfeit philosophy. Can I run that back? The New Age movement is a counterfeit philosophy that appeals to the feelings of individuals. Make a note of that. It appeals to our feelings. It leads us people to think that they are God, little g, right? And can enhance their lives, our lives, through ourselves. So let's look at that word counterfeit, because Minister Kia really had me zoom in on that word. What does counterfeit mean? Counterfeit means it is made in the exact imitation of something valuable or important, with the intention to do what? To deceive. So that means the New Age movement, it is a plot and plan of the enemy, but it has a specific intent. There's motives behind this, right? The enemy intends to deceive us. Why? Because it looks good. It looks like it's of God. But maybe, and I don't see where it says it's a sin, Lord, but yet it's contrary to the things I know are pleasing to you, God. But you know what, Lord? Well, I feel good. I feel at peace. I feel one with myself. I feel all of these things, God. This is the best I've felt in years, Lord. But it is counterfeit. And it is disguised as something that is edifying. It is disguised as something that is beneficial. It is disguised as something that is supposed to help us grow. It is disguised. The enemy is so brutal. The enemy is so crafty and cunning. Ladies, to deceive someone, it means to try to get us, you and I, to believe something that's not true. Well, what does he want us to believe that's not true? So he wants us to believe that the practices that are under this new age spirituality are edifying and beneficial to us as people, as women, as Christians. And that is simply not it. So what Satan does is he's trying to counter holy spirituality. Holiness, things of God versus things, practices, and beliefs that are coordinated by Satan. So it is a lie of the enemy. So again, when we say we're coming to expose, that's what we mean by we're exposing. We're shedding light on what is happening. Why? Because there are a couple of things. One, we're not our own God. So again, this philosophy is leading us to believe that because it makes us feel good, it like appeases our flesh. It makes us feel like we can enhance our own lives. We're the God of our own lives. There are things that we can do that will allow us to become one with ourselves and our purposes from within. And from within, we can like conjure up these things and we can manifest our own dreams and our own world and our own. And those are simply lies of the enemy. We are not our own God. There's only one true, living, and mighty God. And Isaiah 46, the Lord says, "For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me." So that means just in itself, that's such a powerful verse that we can stand on. So now when we hear these practices and these beliefs and these ideologies and these philosophies that are making us feel like we are sovereign and control of our own lives, right? And we are the savior of our own lives. We can look at that, we can listen to that, and we can rebuke it. That means that we can speak against it because we know it's not of God. Well, how do we know that? Because it is contrary to the word of God. Ladies, we have been given such a gift, and it is the gift of salvation. We cannot save ourselves. There's nothing that we can do to enhance our own lives in a way that is going to be transformative, in a way that is going to be edifying to our souls. We might make some temporary little changes here and there. We might have 10 minutes of peace. We might do a little namaste, and I can't wait till Minister Kia digs into the yoga piece of it. Oh my goodness, I think so many of us are going to be like jaw dropped on the floor as she really peels back the layers of yoga in part two. But we cannot save ourselves. We're not divine beings. We are flawed humans, sinners in need of forgiveness. So when we think about the new age spirituality, again, it goes back to the deception and the intent to deceive us as believers, thinking that we can do life on our own, thinking that when we do some of these practices, it's going to bring us peace. It's going to bring us healing. It's going to bring us wholeness. Peace, healing, and wholeness can only be found in Jesus Christ. Only in Jesus Christ. And if somebody feels led, you can type that in the comments. Peace and wholeness can only be found in Jesus Christ. There's not a practice for it. There's not a belief for it. There's not enough yoga for it. There's not enough crystals for it. And again, we're going to get into all of that in part two, but we're just trying to lay the foundation, as Minister Kia said, and really just lay the groundwork for why it is dangerous for us as believers to even not only just engage, but just be lured into some of these practices, even being curious. I was on a prayer call this morning and I just kept hearing in my spirit that this phrase I've heard before, and it was curiosity killed the cat. And I went, I've heard that before, Lord. And it essentially is just talking about how when we're curious sometimes as Christian, it leads us to engage in or even start to kind of like say, question whether or not we should be dibbling and dabbling in things that we know in our heart of hearts is not of God. The only difference is it may not kill us in the natural, but it certainly will chip away at our souls. And that's what Minister Key and I are concerned about. We're not just concerned about our own souls, but we're concerned about the souls of our brothers and sisters, those that are on this line tonight, and those that are going to listen to this replay, because we should all be concerned about one another as brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to pause there, Minister Kia, for you to just jump in as the Spirit of the Lord is leading you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Amen. God. No, you know, it's funny, Aquina, that I just love how it was always in a line. I just had a, you know, just thinking for, you know, those that here are on with us tonight. Of course, those that are listening to the replay won't be able to, but those that are on tonight, just wanted to pause and just see if there are any questions so far. I mean, I know that we're just kind of really scratching the surface, but just wanted to, you know, throw it out, you know, right now to see if there's any questions or if there's anything on the top of anyone's mind.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Or any comments or anything that you're like, oh my goodness, I might have dabbled in that healing crystal, or anything that might be on your heart or mind as you listen to this, or you might just be listening. God just might have you in a receiving posture, and that's okay as well.
Okay. Amen. All right, April, you want to, 4 seconds? Okay. All right. April, please come on. You're flowing in this by way of the Holy Ghost. So
we're just excited. We're really, really excited. So like we said, when we talk about the new age, we've already talked about what it is in terms of its existence, right? It's not a new movement. It's been around a long time, but the actual practices and beliefs of supernatural encounters outside of God's endorsement or outside of God's word dates back to the Old Testament. So again, not a new plot and plan of the enemy, right? Not anything new that is new for us as Christians, but it might be new to us in this modern, as modern day Christians or believers. But let me just encourage us all that we must not, and we will not after today. I don't know where you were before. I don't know if you even have healing crystals in your house right now, but I can tell you this. After this series, by God's grace, we pray that this, what God does is the words that we share tonight and in 2 weeks, that they will penetrate your heart and see what the Holy Spirit will do. Because again, Minister Key and I, we're just vessels. So we know that the Lord will continue to minister to you about the things that you may or may not have done, or maybe some things where you're like, oh my goodness, Lord, I thought that that was okay. And it wasn't, and that's okay. We'll talk about what to do if you have found yourself engaged in or lured by or enticed by any of these practices. Let me just tell you about the gracious God that we serve. Mm-hmm. Even when we fall, there's always an opportunity for us to repent and return to the Lord. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit, but just, I don't want anybody to feel like, oh my goodness, condemnation. We're not here to condemn anyone. Again, this is such a beautiful series. Why? Because anytime that the Lord brings something to our attention as ministers and preachers of the word, well, there's one thing we do first, and that's first we partake in the word of the Lord. And the second thing we do is we respond by putting together a series or putting together a sermon. So again, we're here just releasing the word of God. We're not here personally handing down any sentences. We don't have any gavels. We're not judge or jury. Minister Key and I are just simply not that. So it goes back to what Minister Key has said in the beginning. Minister Key, can you repeat it again for those who were not on the line? Absolutely. What our assignment is with this series.
Absolutely. So what the Lord had given to me after we had received the yes, we received this assignment and we were doing our prep, you know, our own separate preparation. What the Lord gave me by way of our posture, and I shared this with Minister April, as this is the posture for us tonight. Minister April and I, we are not, and I repeat, we are not subject matter experts. We are not subject matter experts in New Ageism, the occult, witchcraft, any of these things, divination. We are not subject matter experts in those things, but what we are subject matter experts in is truth. What we do know is truth. So we may not have the lock on deception. We may not be able to break down all the individual levels of this and that and the other, but what we can share and what we are here to share is the truth of God. It's the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is. It's the truth of the Holy Spirit and who he is as the Godhead. So here's what we're doing tonight is we're here to share God's light and his love, as mentioned, you know, and that's where we are. And that, is, again, that's the posture that we come in. That's the character that we walk in. And that's just the spirit, right, of this whole, of tonight, of this part of the series and the following, you know, subsequent parts of the series. Yeah.
Yes, amen. Thank you so much. And then I wanted to share, I shared on my Facebook Live with the Holy Spirit, and I shared via Women of Grace email, but just really what the word of the Lord was, as I was in my personal prep time as well. And then Minister Key and I, every time we come together, we're always on one accord. I mean, that's just how the Lord has us. We're in complete and total alignment. So we'll never say anything that's contrary to the other. We'll never speak anything by God's grace that's contrary to the word of God. But what the Lord did say to me is he said, I want my children to see that I am all that they need.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then I am was in uppercase letters. That's how the Holy Spirit gave it to me. Mm-hmm. He wants his children to see the Lord, that he is all they need. So what does that mean? That means that some of the feelings and some of the emotions and some of the outcomes that we are seeking, these sources, these outside sources, these sources that are not rooted in God's word, that are rooted in demonic powers and different things, that God is saying, but wait a minute. You don't need to do any of that. You don't need to seek anyone else. You don't need to try to seek peace or find any of that outside of me. And God is just, he's such a loving father. For him to speak that word, I mean, it just blows my mind that that's the word of the Lord over this series. So that is what the word of the Lord is. That is what he is speaking over his children. So that is you and I, those who know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the word that he's speaking over us tonight, not just for this part, but for the entire series, right? That he wants his children, us, to see that he is all that we need. So we don't need to seek anything else or anyone else. And so we look forward to just when we get to the end of part two, we'll have a time of just like repentance. We'll have a time of confession. We'll have a time of prayer. We'll have a time of just to just bring those again, who may have engaged, those of us who may have engaged in certain practices, back to just a right standing with the Lord. And again, just to kind of just talk about it. So we just really just talked about deception. And it's important, just as I'm just sitting here thinking about it, that sometimes we're not sure about certain things. And sometimes we may feel unsettled in our spirit, meaning we don't feel peace about something. And sometimes other people in the church open us up to other things and practices that are not of God. And you're thinking, well, no, this is a sister or brother from church. But we still have to filter it through the word of God. We have to filter it through the Holy Spirit. And if we are unsure, the next thing we should do is seek godly counsel. Trusted pastor, minister, feel free to reach out to myself or Minister Kia. We're happy to, by way of the Holy Spirit, answer any questions you may have. But we have to seek godly counsel so that we can receive biblical position and biblical counsel on the activities and practices that we might think are okay, that we feel are like, okay, but you know what? I'm just not sure. I heard something about this, but I really like how it makes me feel. I really like that I've been praying about my purpose for 3 years. And then all of a sudden, this new practice comes up and it makes me seem like I know my purpose, but it's not rooted in God's word. It's not your purpose. Our purpose and our assignment and our calling, it comes from the Lord himself, through prayer, through fasting, through consecration. It's going to take all of that, but it does not come through tarot cards. It does not come through mediums. I mean, and again, those are things we're not going to get into in this series, but I just feel the Spirit of the Lord wanting me to share that. It does not come from those things. It doesn't come from psychics wanting to tell you who your husband is and will this relationship work? Will my marriage work? Those are all valid questions that we must take before the Lord. We have to take them to the Lord. We must take them to the Lord, because again, people can say all kinds of things, but the question we then ask is, who is your source?
That's right.
Who is your source? And Minister Key is going to talk about that. The last thing I want to say before I turn it over to Minister Key is deception is so very real, ladies. Yes. It is so very real. Eve was deceived in the Garden of Eden. Deception is a spirit that the enemy has been using for years to blind us and lead us into sinful activities and sinful behaviors, things that are simply not of God, that may sound at first glance, they may sound positive and soul edifying, but they are not. So seeking clarity, seeking our purpose, seeking answers, even sometimes our flesh is intrigued, But if we are not careful, these ideologies, these beliefs, and these activities, they may very well lead us to eternal damnation. I mean, I have to say it that way because that's the way the Holy Spirit gave it to me. And Minister Key and I are not exempt from the things that we are sharing tonight. And I want to keep on saying that so that, again, it goes back to the posture of tonight's study and also the next night's study. The posture is first and foremost, we are partakers of God's word and we are reminded of that often. So we're being fed and edified as we are sharing what God has given. The last thing I want to take us to, I want to take us to 2 Corinthians 11:14, and I'm going to read it in the New King James and the ESV. And it says in the New King James Version, and again, that 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, please highlight this. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. That's the New King James Version. I'm going to read it in the ESV. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises. That means he gives a different appearance in order to conceal his identity himself as an angel of light. So that means Satan has the power to be able to, or he has the cunningness, thank you, Holy Spirit, to be able to present sin to us as something that is pleasing and is something that's beautiful to be desired. And he also has the charm, right, to be able to present false teaching as enlightening and life-changing. But again, the last thing I want to say before I turn it over to Minister Key is that we must run these practices through a spiritual filter so that we can see that these things are not biblical, but they're rooted in demonic practices, which oftentimes, almost always, right, their gateways are openings to other spirits, to strongholds, to things we're not going to dive deep into tonight, but it is the reality of what happens when we engage in any practices and activities that are considered witchcraft, new age spirituality, however we want to label it or categorize it, the end result remains the same, and that is being outside of God's will when we are dibbling and dabbling in things that are not of God. And so with that, I just want to remind us that this new age movement, it might sound good, it might feel good, it might make us have a temporary moment or season of what we may think is peace. It may even feel like, you know, oh, I'm being enlightened. My purpose is coming to me. And now all of a sudden, Lord, I've been praying for years, but all of a sudden I go to this person and they're channeling my inner self. And all of a sudden I'm enlightened and I know all of these things now, God, I feel so wise. We always have to ask ourselves, who is the source? If the source is not the word of God or the Holy Spirit, it is not of God. It is witchcraft. It is something else that is simply not for us as believers to be engaging in. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Minister Kia to answer the part two of tonight's question. And that next question is, because as we're hearing all that we talked about what New Age is, the next question that we wanted to answer is, well, how do I know if I've involved myself in any of these new age practices? Because that's the next question that people have. Well, I think I might have, but I'm not sure. So Minister Key is going to talk a little bit about that. How do we know that we've engaged or involved ourselves in any of these practices?
Thank you, Minister April. So yes, April mentioned it a little bit so far, but we talked about what is New Ageism? What is some of these things? You know, it's the Reiki, it's the yoga, it's the crystals, it's the sage, it's the seances, it's so many things, so many different levels and layers of different things. But at the end of the day, as believers, right? Because this is a different conversation for the non-believers. This is a different conversation for those that are not in Christ, but for the believers, for those who know the Lord, for those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior. How do we know we've involved ourselves with any of these practices? Well, Minister April already touched on it. But at the end of the day, the question is, if you're asking or you're questioning, if you ask certain things, my question is, what is the source? What is the source of the power of what you're doing? What, you know, what, regardless of the routine, the practice, you know, the specific nuance, the specific new ageism, you know, nuance, what is the source of that practice? What is the source of that power? To whom or to what do you, or, you know, the collective you, give the credit or the honor for the results? Because at the end of the day, the thing about all these new age the entire new age movement, and all the various bullet points that can fall under that new age movement, at the end of the day, it's for a desired result. It's either peace or well-being or some type of enlightenment or balance or some type of something, right? There's an desired end. There's a result that is wanted, that is needed by the person that is looking, right? There's a void in their life that they're seeking, because if there wasn't a void, there wouldn't be no seeking. There would be no seeking this thing, right? This area. But there's a void that's being filled by that new ageism, by those practices, regardless, again, you insert said practice, but there is a void that's being filled. And so the question is, to whom is getting the credit for that result? Who's getting the power? You know, so as a believer, when you finish that yoga routine, or you go to get that Reiki practice, or you do a seance and you connect to some spirits, or you do some crystals or sage or whatever that thing may be, who is the source? When you get that peace, are you giving that source of that glory? Thank you, Minister April. Are you giving that to the practice, or are you giving that back to God? See, the thing about it, in other words, where is your faith? Where is your belief? Is it in Jesus Christ, Him crucified, the cross, the Holy Spirit who is here with us for now, or is it in something else? Because here's the thing, the Bible tells us there's only two sources of power. There's the Holy Spirit and there's Satan. There's no in between. There's no gray area. There are no friendlies. There are no friendly spirits. Understand that there are no neutral spirits. There's no Switzerland in the spirit realm. There's the Holy Ghost, and then there's evil, and there's demonic, and that's it. Those are the only two sources. So if the source of the credit or the glory for that desired end is anything other than the Holy Ghost, then the answer is yes. There has been some dabbling on another side, because if we're going to any of these things, if you say, oh, well, I moved into a new house and my friend burned some sage to bring me peace, that's witchcraft. Because anything other than praying to the Holy Spirit to bring peace in your home is witchcraft. If you say, oh, well, I've been stressed all week and I've been doing yoga and the yoga. Now, granted, we know from science and doctors that exercise and movement, yes, it can lower cortisone level. It can lower stress levels. It can lower blood pressure and all of that. But if you're saying that, hey, I do yoga, and by doing the yoga and the chants and the chakras and doing all these things brings me peace, and you're giving that credit or that glory to the yoga practice or to the crystals or to the sage or to all these things, that is witchcraft. That is a form of the occult, because you're giving the credit to something other than, you're giving the spirit, the credit of a power to something other than the Holy Ghost. Am I making sense? Somebody, amen. Anything other than any power other than the Holy Ghost is Satan. That there lies the answer. Is there a dabbling? Then the question, has there been a dabbling as a believer? Have I done something else? Then the question is, have you given the credit or the glory to anything, any power, any source that you've gotten, to anything other than the Holy Ghost? That's a question that only an individual can answer. I can't answer that. Minister April can't answer that for you. That is a question that but you have to be honest. Because see, here's the thing, at the end of this thing, deception is so real, we can deceive ourselves. As believers, we can say, oh, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm full of the Holy Ghost, I know the Lord, I love Jesus. Oh yeah, I have some crystals and things, but I still love Jesus. That's deception. We're deceiving ourselves. If we're dibbling and dabbling and still calling ourselves a Christian, then we're still deceiving ourselves, because at the end of the day, those crystals don't have power. The enemy can use crystals to do whatever he wants to do, but those crystals, if you're looking at crystals, then you have to understand that you are looking at a power source that's other than the Holy Spirit. Anything other than the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, anything other than that is dabbling in something that as believers, we have no business dabbling. Well, Minister Kia, can you tell me the specifics? I cannot. As we mentioned earlier, we are not subject matters in all the things, but what I can tell you is that anything that has a power source behind it, anything that comes to bring you peace and well-being and enlightenment, that's all of them outside of the Holy Ghost, amen, is going to be putting you into something that as believers, we should not be dabbling in. First Thessalonians 5, and I'm going to start at 21, and I'm going to be reading from the Amplified. And I'm going to read from the Amplified, and then I'll read it again from the King James. But test all things carefully so you can recognize what is good. Some other scriptures, or some other translations will say test the spirit by the spirit, or test all things by the spirit. Hold firmly to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Withdraw and keep away from it. Here's the thing. You can say, well, Minister Kia, you know, I don't have crystals because I just like how they look like. Or I do yoga because I just like the exercise, but I don't want to do the spirituality. Or Minister Kia, I do, or Minister April, we do this, but we don't. The word says, abstain from all form of evil. Keep away from it and withdraw all of it. That means none of it is okay. It's not. It might look okay. It might seem that society and the world might tell us it's okay, or it might not seem like it's that big of a deal. But at the end of the day, the word says, abstain from all forms of evil. Amen. We have to remember as believers that we can't make the Bible fit the narrative. The narrative have to fit the Bible. So if the world is saying that this and that is okay, but we know the Bible says it's not, then we have to stand on what the Bible says. If the Bible says refrain from all forms of evil, if the Bible says there's only two sources of power, there's only two sources of strength, there's good and bad. If the Bible says that, then we have to refrain from anything that's not of him. Anything that's not specifically planted in our lives that been given to us by God, we have to refrain from those things. Amen. The bottom line is this. Like I said, any power, energy, source, any of that that's not specifically from God, it is in fact evil. And that's just it. There's good and there's evil. There's God and there's the devil and there's Satan. And we know that that with God there's victory. We know that he is the true power and the true source of all peace, love, hope. I mean, you name it. I have a bracelet here that has all the fruits of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only source of those things. As Minister April said, everything else is counterfeit. And I want to say it again, everything else, because there are some people, you know, some Minister April that'll want to, you know, split the hairs and get into the specifics. Well, you know, there's the various levels of, you know, this and that, and there's these spirits and these spirits. Everything that's not of God, everything that's not from the Holy Spirit is evil. Amen. Everything. Satan is created. And we know that when he was expelled from heaven, the evil angels that were dispelled with him, they are who are now our demons. And so yes, the power that comes from the new age, it is a real power, but it's an evil power, right? So that sense of, you know, hope and peace and well-being that people sense, it's real, it's counterfeit, but it's real. It's a real peace that they're feeling in that moment, but it's counterfeit because it's not of God. Amen. At the end of that thing is root. At the root of that is evil. And we know that the enemy, he doesn't mean you real. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, especially the people of God. See, if you weren't in Christ, he wouldn't care. But especially the people of God, he's specifically looking to kill, steal, and destroy anything that's standing with Jesus Christ. Anything. Amen. So, how do I know if I partake in anything New Ageism? Again, ask yourself, what is the source of my faith? What is the source of my strength? What is the source of the power that I'm claiming? Is it Jesus Christ and him crucified or not? Amen.
Amen. Amen. You shared so much. There was something that the Holy Spirit kept as you were just kind of finishing up. I mean, it's just so rich. It's so rich. It's so real. But we thank God for just the true awareness. We thank God for revelation, divine revelation, right, from the Holy Spirit. But just even when you said that Satan means us, he doesn't mean us well. So when we're thinking like, oh man, this can't be of Satan because it's bringing me peace. This can't be demonic because it's bringing me like tranquility. And I feel like, you know, whole, and I feel like, you know, really happy. And I've been trying to be happy for so many years, Lord. Yeah. So let's just look at Satan's whole entire plan. Let's just peel back the layers of Satan's plot and plan. So if he can get us to believe that we have a purpose that is anything other than of the kingdom of God, that means we are headed in a totally different direction. So that means what Satan is trying to do, thank you, Holy Spirit, he's trying to derail us. Yes, and he's absolutely trying to, my gosh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Absolutely. He wants to derail us, right? So he's not interested in us feeling good. He's not interested in the little moment of whatever peace we might be feeling in our own minds. He is interested in making us feel so good with those demonic practices that we actually start heading, oh, glory to God, in a direction that is so far away from God that before we know it, we have been bound by and entangled in some stuff that we don't even know how to get ourselves out of. Let's look at Satan's assignment, as Minister Kia said. We don't want to give Satan too much credit, but we also have to understand that Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, right? Or heavenly places, depending upon the translation. So we're talking about his whole assignment is to disconnect us from being in true relationship with the Lord. So if he can get us into sin, let's go back to Eve in the garden. If he can get us into a place where we're actually buying into that lie, well, this is really of God. This might be of the Lord. And then the next thing you know, we're so confused that we don't even know now the voice of God versus the voice of Satan versus the practices of God versus the practices of Satan, because we're so confused. And next thing you know, God is like, wait a minute, we were headed in this direction towards your God-given purpose. And now you're headed in a talk, but that's the whole plan of the enemy. Ladies, we're going to be awakened tonight to the adversary. We are women of authority. We are women of power by way of the Holy Spirit. We are women of purpose. We are women of grace, faith, and courage, right? Like, that's just not a ministry, but that's who we are as women. And so in order for us to walk in all of that, we have to first walk in truth, right? And truth brings us freedom. The word says, they shall know the truth, and Minister Kia, the truth shall do what?
You know, shut them free.
And so set
we had that whole thing last time. That's right. That's right. That's right, because the enemy, he's looking, as you know, the word said, he's like a roaring lion looking for the one he can devour. But here's the thing, you know, he's not going to, you know, it's funny, especially for those who are rooted, who are grounded. He can't come after everybody with, you know, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right? Like when he might be unable to do that when you were still in the streets, but he can't do that, like, you know, for a lot of those that are in. But he can come by way of a distraction. He can come as a distraction, right? And he can come as something that looks good, that looks pleasurable, that looks like it's honorable, and sometimes he comes in things that look innocent. That's another one. He can look very innocent, but at the end of that thing, at the root of that thing, no, he is looking to devour us. And I love it how you said it. He's looking to take off. He's looking to take you off course. He's looking to take off all of us off course and away and off the path, away from the things of God, because he's looking to kill, steal, and destroy anything that looks like, talks like, or breathes like the Lord. All of it. And we have in a comment, it says everything, any other source or principality has to bow down to the King of Kings. Absolutely. Everything with the name has to bow down with the name to the name of Jesus. And the thing about Satan, the thing about his demons, they were all created. So they all have to bow down to the name of Jesus, all of them. So yoga, all these things, all these new ageism, they're under our feet. They are under the command of Jesus. They have no power that Jesus Christ doesn't have. Everything you need is in the word. Every single thing you need is in the word. And that kind of springboards us to Miss April. I don't feel the Holy Spirit just moving us right along. That kind of springboards us to kind of like the third question, if you will, that we had of the night. And that's, what should I do if I've engaged in any of these practices? If I've done that, so now that we've set the stage, we know what the New Ageism, you know, what it looks like, what it is. We know now what, you know, how do we have to identify if we've actually walked in that? And now, okay, if the answer is yes, if as a believer I've engaged in any of these practices, what can I do? Well, the very best thing you can do, the number one thing you can do, is to spend time with God. Get in your word. And what do we mean by that? Because, you know, we can say that and use that as kind of as a blanket, but what do we mean specifically by spending that time with God and getting there? We mean fasting, we mean praying, we mean repenting. Ask God's forgiveness, ask his specific forgiveness of all those things. Ask his forgiveness for going to another, so for cheating on him, right? You know what I mean? For going to somebody else, for the love, the comfort, the guidance, the power that only he can give us. We have to ask him for specific forgiveness of that. We have to cast off all affiliations with the New Age movement. All, you know, Minister Abraham said when we were, you know, and she said, renounce it, right? Cast it down, throw, cancel all assignments that the enemy have tried to put, all frustrations, all manipulations, all of that. Cast all of it down. Amen. We got to pray to the Lord according to Matthew 15 and 13 to unplant and uproot anything that's in us, that's in our families, that's in our children. Oh, because understand these practices are tied to generational curses, right? So as mothers and as parents, if we participate in any of these, understand that them demons will try to attach themselves to your children in Jesus' name. We got to renounce that. We have to renounce it. We have to cast it down. We have to ask the Lord to unroot and unplant anything in our homes, in our houses that are not specifically planted by him, that anything that we that have attached itself to us, that have attached itself to our home or our children, we have to cast those things down. And this is the one, but this is the one that hurts, my friends, brothers and sisters. We have to cancel, cut, relinquish, whatever word we want to say, relationships and soul ties that are connected to these practices. Because see, we got to understand, oh, well, I don't have to do the practice anymore, but I can still keep the friendship. Can you? Really? Let's ask God about that. Because if there's a soul tie connected to that, or there's some individuals that are doing certain practices, and you know they got those demons and such connected to them, and you're still dibbling dabbling in the friendship, oh, trust and believe there's only going to be but a certain amount of time before you go back to dibbling dabbling in the practices, because that's how the enemy works. He chips away. He chips away. And yes, we're rooted in God. And we're strong, but you know what? That chipping away, that dabbling, right? We can say, oh, well, we're not doing the practices, but we're keeping the friendships. We got to cut those soul ties. We got to cast those soul ties away. Relationships, soul ties, groups of people. And sometimes it can be family. And that's what we have to do. We have to do what we have to do for ourselves, for our children, for our homes, for our household, casting down those generational curses. Amen. Sometimes the practices were done 2 and 3 generations above you, and you are still canceling them. And we have to cancel them out now, because those generational curses, them demons will travel right down that generational line if they're not bound by the name of Jesus. Amen. So we got to do that. Those relationships that are unholy, those that maintain those practices, we have to renounce those. Renounce those relationships, renounce all of that. Ask God to do it in a way that grace may abound for all involved, right? We can still show the love of Christ to people without putting ourselves in harm's way. Amen? Bottom line, we have to stick with the Father. We have to get in communication with him, hearing from him, listening with our spirit ear, not in the flesh, because the flesh will lie to us. The flesh will tell us that yoga feels good, Reiki gives you peace, crystals are pretty and they look good in your house and they'll bring your house thing, sage smells good, or whatever the case may be. Like, your flesh will tell you all these things, but we have to stop operating in flesh, get out of our carnal and get in our spirit man and hearing what the Lord is saying about these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I think, Minister Kia, wow, when you said the generational aspect and even how, and that wasn't even really in our notes to talk about how when we engage in these practices, it truly does open up the door for different spirits and different strongholds to actually attach themselves to our children and in our households. So when we're talking about being concerned about like our family and being concerned about our children, we are concerned about our soul and the souls of those that are connected to us, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about eternal life. We're talking about the decisions that we make now have effects and can have the damages, can create spiritual damages that if we aren't careful, we won't even know that we are like on cruise control in a totally opposite direction of heaven, right? Like, that's how deceiving and cunning and crafty. Let's go back to Genesis and say the serpent was the craftiest beast in the field, just so we know what we're up against here. But however, right, but God, so God is, I believe, we believe that God has sent this series to open our eyes to what is happening, so that if we have engaged in anything that is not of God, as Minister Kia has so eloquently really just walked us through how to back on up out of that thing. Because again, if you are listening to this replay or if you are on live, there's something that the Lord wants to either remind us all of, or maybe you've actually dibbled and dabbled in some of these practices. So it's the Lord actually knocking at the door of your heart saying, okay, my beloved daughter, my beloved son, right? This is your way of escape. Oh, the Bible says that the Lord gives us a way of escape. And I believe, I just felt that strongly even earlier, that this is somebody's way of escape tonight. This is the Lord saying to someone that this is your opportunity, oh, Messiah. This is your opportunity. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to renounce those things. And as Minister Kia said, we're talking about casting those things off. We're talking about not playing with the spirits and the practices and the things that we've maybe put our little toe in, put a little toe in the water, but it doesn't matter. Little toe, whole foot, it doesn't matter. It's not of God. Therefore, we must renounce, we must repent, right? So we must repent, and repent is it's an intimidating word, but it's such a gift, second to the gift of salvation. The gift of repentance is truly a gift. Why? Because it's an opportunity for us to really check where we are in our relationship with the Lord. So if we feel conviction, which this message might bring some of us conviction, that means we may feel the Lord breathing down our necks and our backs saying, this is for you. This message is for you. Those things that you have been doing, my beloved son or daughter, they're not of me. And I am prompting you. I'm calling you to come up out of that sin or come up out of those practices so that I can restore my relationship with you. And that is only done when we renounce, we repent, and we rededicate our lives to Christ. So repent, let's look at that. Repent is not to just say, Lord, I'm sorry. So it's not to just confess our sins, but it's not just to ask for God's forgiveness, right? So yes, we have to ask, as Minister Kia said, we got to really go before the Lord and ask the Lord to search our hearts so that anything that we have been affiliated with, that we can actually renounce it specifically and verbally before the Lord. And we ask for his forgiveness, but we also have to make the decision to then turn away from, as Minister Kia said, all those practices and anything that's connected to it. Because it's one thing to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, but then you kind of keep some tarot cards in your drawer. But I don't use them anymore, God, but you keep some sage just in case. But like maybe my, you know, just in case somebody come over or something, right? Or you're saying you're sorry. We're saying our sorry, but our actions aren't aligning with that of turning away from the practices and the beliefs and the behaviors and the things that we have done that we know are not of the Lord and that are not pleasing to the God, pleasing to the Lord. So when I say that repentance is such a gift, that repentance, it gives us an opportunity to then rededicate ourselves to Christ. So that means we go, Lord, oh my goodness, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket, and that is you, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to seek you and you alone for my peace, because you are the Prince of Peace, right? That's who we serve. That's the God that we serve. He's the Prince of Peace. So he can lavish a peace that surpasses all understanding, but we must seek God, right? So when we decide to give the Lord our whole entire, when we present our bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice, right? Rededicating our lives to Christ, turning away from all evil practices. Then the Lord told me that what comes next is restoration. Mm-hmm. That the result of renouncing and repenting and turning away from the practices and rededicating our lives to Christ, the Lord said the result and the outcome is restoration. It's freedom. It's liberation. It's all these things that we have, these beautiful things and these spiritual riches that we have and these spiritual benefits that we have in our Lord and Savior. We don't need to seek anyone else. Am I closing at 8 o'clock before Minister Key and I close out in prayer? Mm-hmm. Am I closing? I go back to the word of the Lord. We go back to the main message that the goal of this series, yes, we had some specific goals, but really the goal of this series, per the word of the Lord, is for us to see that he is all that we need. It is Minister Kian and I's assignment as ministers of the gospel. We are to point everybody back to Jesus Christ. We're to point all of us to where the hope lies, to where peace lies, to where freedom lies, to where deliverance lies, to where true transformation lies, to where our purpose can be found. And that is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nowhere else, nowhere else, nowhere else. Anything else is counterfeit. It is fraudulent. And we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Minister Kia, just turning it over to you for your closing remarks before you close this out in prayer. And actually, you know what? Let me pause and hear from anybody. Let's hear from anybody on the line as we've just been kind of flowing according to the Spirit. Just want to hear from anybody on the line. If this makes sense, is this like confirming something for you? Is just a refresher, like, oh yeah, I already know these things, but God, I thank you for reminding me of just what's happening and exposing these things. Because we are exposing just some of the elements of darkness. So we ask that you would keep Minister Key and I in prayer as we partake on this assignment. Again, this is not an assignment to be taken lightly. It is an assignment that has been entrusted to us. So we're going to open up the line and hear from any of our sisters on the line tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hello, sisters. This is Andrea. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. Okay, great. So I really, really appreciate this because, you know, it's one thing to, you know, you know, like, I know, okay, X, Y, Z, I know. But then to get that reminder when things like start to kind of want to creep in. And then I'm like, oh, is that, oh, wait, hold up, you know, like realignment and confirmation of, again, no, you know, this is the way it is. This is the way I'm going. Like you said, you know, I'm all in and I'm 100% sold to Jesus. So everything else, it does not line up in my life or in my beliefs. So I appreciate that, you know, you guys are just bringing this confirmation and bringing it back around. Some things that, you know, I may have gotten a lot of information on and others not. So I appreciate, you know, tonight and the other ones that will be coming too. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you, sis. Love you. Any other comments from ladies that are on the line, just whether this really just spoke to you tonight or anything you want to add, anything that was really coming to you by way of the Holy Spirit, or if this made sense, we pray that it, we tried to really, by way of the Holy Spirit, make it easy to digest, conversational. So we do really pray that it made sense. And so we love to kind of hear from other ladies on the line as to just how this message really resonated with you tonight.
Hi, this is Amber. I'm a little hoarse, but I just praise the Lord for using you ladies to bring this message. And I'm just in such gratitude that God goes before us, that He's the Father that goes before us to give us realignment, to give us the opportunity to be reminded and convicts us and not condemn us for those things that we knowingly or unknowingly may have partaken in. But He's just so sovereign that He sees what we don't know and goes before us and just lays that ground of love down for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm just grateful that He's presenting that through you guys tonight. And it's just that overwhelming feeling of grace. Mm-hmm. I thank you guys for sharing the message.
Amen. That was beautifully said. Grace. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Grace, grace, grace. That's grace that's being poured out on this call tonight. We are so grateful for God's grace. Thank you so much for tuning in. Anybody else want to share before we, Minister Kia, closes us out in prayer? Feel free to use the comment box or just unmute yourself to share. We will be having part two to this where we really dive into. Minister Kia is going to dive into yoga. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about healing crystals, and Minister Key is going to share her personal testimony with yoga. her experience with yoga. And that's going to be on November 25th at 7 p.m. So it'll be the same Zoom link, but it'll be on November 25th. So we look forward to really, again, pulling back some of the layers of yoga and really looking at the origin of yoga. So we're just looking forward to just all that God's going to continue to just make us aware of as his children. He does not want us to live in the dark and to be in the dark, meaning be in deception in any way about those things that are normalized by society, normalized by the world, right? And by believers even. I mean, lots of us have done yoga before or are currently doing yoga. So we just praise God for just, he's like our sister said, for his grace. So if there are no other comments, Minister Kia, I will turn it over to you to just close us out in prayer. And on part two, that's when we'll actually really have like a deeper dive into like prayer of deliverance and renouncement. We won't do that on this part, but at the end of part two, we will certainly have an opportunity for those to really pray a prayer of renouncement and repentance and rededicate your lives to Christ. So we'll create that invitation at the end of part two.
Amen. Absolutely. Can you guys hear me okay? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Yes. Amen. This has been such a blessing. We labored over this. We sustained, spiritual warfare that happens when, the preparation of the word. This has been a blessing. As Minister April mentioned, we're going to, in three weeks, be coming back on the 25th. To do some deep dive on some areas. And I'm going to share my personal testimony with yoga and just how I had to be delivered. And it's a real thing. It is absolutely a real thing. So we pray that you guys can come back for that. And please, share, that this experience too with anyone you think that would be helpful. One thing before we close out that the Lord is just keep pressing on me is that relational piece, that relationship piece. We can renounce the things, we can ask for forgiveness, we can repent, we can turn from those wicked ways. But if we are maintaining those relationships with those individuals that are still doing those things, then we are still opening ourselves up for those demonic attachments that can come with those things. If we're still going to the barbecue, we're still going to the houses, we're still going to the events, we're still, being in the company, we're still taking the phone calls and having the same conversations, and we're still opening ourselves up to the enemy and his devices, and we're opening ourselves up to like I said, the attachments that come with those spiritual disciplines. So we just want to have an extra portion of just consideration over that, over those ungodly relationships. Yeah. That are rooted in that witchcraft, the occult, the new ageism, all that, just those relationships. For whatever reason, the Lord is just keeping me there. I'm not able to pull away from that. And so be it those in here on the line or the ones on the replay, those relationships matter. Those relationships are part. We got to be around godly access points. Yes, that is good. That's a good word. Access points. Those relationships require, allow those access points. So we need to cast those things down. Really pray over that. Amen. And if all hearts and minds are clear, then we will pray us out. We are 7 minutes past the hour and we want to be respectful for everyone's time. Seal up every gateway. Absolutely. Seal up every gateway. Close off every access point, every vector, every type, any means that the enemy may try to fire his darts. We cast those down in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we cancel all access points. We cancel all roads. We cancel all soul ties. We cancel all ungodly relationships. Relationships. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this time, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for this gathering. We thank you, Lord, for the teaching. We thank you for the anointing, the confirmation of your word, Lord. Lord God, we thank you that the words that have been shared on this evening, Lord God, will transcend, Lord God. They will just, not just the ones that are on the line, Lord God, but then the replay, Lord God. Lord God, the legacy that has been put out in the atmosphere tonight, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that it will be edifying to your people, Lord God, that it will glorify you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for your presence on this call. We thank you for each and every one that called in today. Lord, you know every circumstance, you know every situation, Lord God, you know everything that is happening, Lord God. So God, we are asking you to touch everyone, Lord God. Lord God, we are asking that to uproot, unplant, cancel any device planted by the enemy, Lord God. Anything that's not specifically rooted and grounded in you have to go, have to bow, it has to flee in Jesus' name. Your word says resist the enemy and he will flee. Well, Lord, we are resisting the enemy on this day, Lord God. We are resisting the enemy. We are turning away from any ways, Lord God, that could look like new age or spiritualism or anything. We are turning from those ways today, Lord God, and we are walking towards you, Lord God. We decree and declare that it's not business as usual. This is a new season, Lord God. Lord God, we are casting these things down. These practices have to go. We are throwing these things in the trash. We are closing off the access points, Lord God. We are shutting it down. Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, for the lives that will be changed. We thank you in advance for the deliverance that will take place. Oh God, we just worship you. We worship your name on high. We bless your holy name. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies, we just again thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you so much. We again will be joining again on November 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you guys so much. We pray you have a wonderful, wonderful night in Jesus' name. All right, ladies, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.